so it's hurting pretty good right now. So we'll see what the MRI says tomorrow.
Do you feel like maybe you came back too soon?
Nah. I mean, we went through all the tests, and I was sprinting, running real hard, and doing everything normal. I don't know what happened. It kind of just gave out on me a little bit, you know. It's nobody's fault. It's just it is what it is.
Frustrating.
Definitely frustrating. Happy to be back, and now I'm going to be sitting out a while.
Now, where did you give up?
Where?
Where were you on the bases?
I was pretty much close to third base, and I just felt it, and, you know.
Do you anticipate this being a DL situation?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, it feels worse than the first time, so we'll see tomorrow. Hopefully the MRI comes back good, and, you know, we'll go from there. But it's definitely nobody's fault. It's just what happens in sports. It happens when you're fast.
before today, did it feel like it could come back?
No, like I said, Sue had me going through all the tests. We were running bases. You know, the first test for me was yesterday. I kind of hit a little number back to the pitcher, and I sprinted, and I didn't feel it. And I was like, yeah, all right, my leg feels good. And then I hit a double, and my legs felt good. And, you know, today, I don't know, I guess it was just something different. I guess it was still in there, so.
Did you know right away that you'd done it and you were coming out of the game?
Oh, yeah, I did. I was going to try to hide it, but there was really no hiding that from Donnie B. He kind of called me over there and asked me if I felt something. I was like, yeah. He's like, all right, you're done. I was like, all right, I got you.
Your anger just played there a little bit more about the frustration of the injury than
him. It's not to him. It's not his fault that my leg is feeling the way it's feeling. Anytime I'm frustrated, it's because I'm not playing in the game. It's not because of me being mad at Donnie B. You know, he has a job to do, and that's protect his players. And, you know, he can't throw me out there when I'm hurt, so. You know, that's just out of frustration of being hurt. I want to be out there with my team.
Are you scared that this might affect you mentally for the future in terms of playing?
I don't think so. As long as we just, you know, take it easy and make sure it's healed the right way. I I've never really had hamstring problems. This is my first time ever really having hamstring problems. So I don't know how to really treat them. I know that they're tricky and that they can always come back. So, you know, I have to definitely take it slow and make sure that's healed.
Were you told this is a possibility when you came back from this last one?
No, I wasn't. I thought it felt good. It felt great. You know, I thought I was 100%, but, you know, I guess it was still lingering in there a little bit, so.
Is it the same part of the hamstring?
Yeah, it is.
Lower part?
Yep. Cool. That it?
Thanks for stopping.
Thank you.
Thanks. For talking.
Good.
Update on camp.
I think they've sent something out, but more than anything, just re-aggravated that hamstring. MRI tomorrow, we'll know more, but obviously it doesn't look good. You know, one time out, and then today, so.
Is it possible he came back too soon?
Well, I guess it's possible, but, you know, Matt's told us the whole time that he didn't feel anything at all when he said that he wasn't feeling anything. And I believe him that he didn't feel anything when he was doing any of his running, any of his stuff. He was way too upbeat and positive about yesterday. You know, the ball hits out of the box yesterday. It's that little dribbler yesterday flying down the first base. Didn't feel anything. Not quite sure when it happened today, but it looked like when he kind of look for another gear. That ball got away from the center fielder, and it looks like he looked for another gear there. And when he came around going into third, it didn't look right to me. So obviously, that was
the first time he was on the DL. You talked about how, you know, over a short period of time you can survive something like that, but over a longer period of time it becomes more difficult. How much more challenging do you suspect the next 15 days will be if turns out he does have to go on the DL?
Well, obviously we're going to regroup again. I think it's a little bit of a downer because, you know, you kind of battle through that two-week period, thinking, you know, we got to battle and kind of get through it. And then you're getting back and you're kind of looking forward to, you know, kind of getting closer, you know, closer to full strength. and then you kind of take another shot, you know. And I think that's a little bit of a blow, but we're going to just need to regroup at this point. I mean, obviously none of us want to go through this and want to do it like this, but, you know, at this point there's not going to be another choice if Matt's a DL, which it, you know, it looks like it's, you know, a pretty good chance. Obviously this thing has happened like this. So, you know, we're not going to have a choice but to regroup and to step up. I mean, you know, again, I think today's game, it felt a little bit, you know, Matt out of that game, it felt a little bit flat. And, but you know what, it's, you know, we're in a position that we just have to step up and play.
Is there any chance you would call Juan Rivera a day earlier than expected if Matt goes on DL tomorrow?
Well, that's the one thing the last thing we really should do, I think, is make sure that we don't call up Juan Rivera before, and then he does something. So, you know, we've kind of built a little bit of a rainy day fund, you know, in the way we've played early. But we're getting ready to, you know, we've just lost three in a row, obviously the first time in this year.
Yesterday we lost Clay.
And, you know, we got these guys tomorrow, and we got a tough trip coming. Colorado's a tough place to play. We're going to have to go to Philly, then we got to go all the way back across the country to Seattle. So we got some tough games coming. We got a tough little stretch. So we're going to have to be ready to play. And it's not going to be a time that we can feel sorry for ourselves. It would be easy to, but we're not going to be able to. We can't afford that.
What did you see from Clayton tonight? 34 pitches in the fourth inning alone seemed to drain him a bit.
You know, again, it seemed like, you know, Clay kind of got himself in some counts there, you know, with the back part of their order, with some different guys, you know, they kind of get it started, you know, through a part of the order that you would think we'd be able to kind of used to, I shouldn't say we think we should, but you get used to Clayton kind of running through that area of the order and kind of being able to keep his pitch count down through there. But, you know, that inning, we weren't able to do it, and then when you start getting flipped around to the top of the order, and it puts you in trouble. So, you know, they got some big hits from the back end there, and we just weren't able to put guys away.
How much did the double plays play a part in this game?
Well, they hurt us a little bit. You know, the ones that we hit into a couple balls we hit good. So, you know, they stopped that. You know, obviously the rally that we kind of did make a little bit of a charge and looked like we were going to be in a pretty good spot. And, you know, then the two ball there kind of hurts us.
Just on a personal level, how bad do you feel for Matt?
I feel horrible for Matt because I tell you, it's killing him.
Thanks.
I mean, this is a guy, he was just, it wasn't good. Matty was not good after he came out of that game. Came back in to see him, and he just wasn't in good shape. So I don't know if you guys have talked to him or not, but he wasn't good.
You said it feels a little worse than the last time. Are you a little concerned about the seriousness of the injury this
time? Well, hamstrings always concern me because they're tough to figure out. You know, it seems like guys, especially guys with speed, hamstrings are a battle. Just seen over the years, those things can linger, and they're hard to get rid of. It's hard. I think it's really what we're seeing. They're hard to tell when they're gone, you know, and it's hard to tell when you're back to full strength, because, I mean, and I believe Matt. He said he did not feel a thing. Those days he played, all the running, he ran the bases hard the other day, a couple of different times. He didn't feel a thing, and, you know, so they're a tough thing to deal with. For me, they've always been hard to figure out.
How do you keep your timing through that? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, one DL stint, that's 2 weeks where you're not really swinging a bat every day. But when you start talking about another one, you worry about some of that being gone, too? Or?
Yeah, I do, actually. I think when you start getting into this, because you're basically talking at this point over a month without really having any significant at-bats. So I look at this one as, you know, I'm kind of assuming at this point that this is going to be a DL. Maybe I shouldn't be, but I'm kind of assuming that. If it is over a month, that's a lot. It's a long time. So it takes a little bit to get it back.